The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Rabbi Daniel Lapin returns with more of How the World Really Works on the Blaze Radio Network, on demand.
Hi, everybody. Welcome. I'm Rabbi Daniel Lapin, and I want to tell you about the main show, the podcast that I have prepared for you this week. It's called Why the World Hates the Jews. And in it, I talk about one of the lesser-known reasons. I also provide a list of some of the Jews that cause a lot of the anti-Semitism, but more of that in the main show. One of the interesting topics that constitute a significant part of what I discuss in the main show, Why the World Hates the Jews, is that since the 1960s, whenever there have been riots in American cities, Los Angeles in 92, Chicago 68, New York every now and then, St. Louis, for the last 50 or so years, whenever there are riots in American cities, the rioters tend to destroy the stores and businesses that supply the goods and services to their own neighborhoods. Wouldn't you have thought that the smart thing to do, if you're deciding to riot for whatever reason you're rioting and you want to cause absolute destruction and chaos, go to other people's neighborhood? Why would you want to destroy the grocery store that, you know, that you shop at? It makes no sense. Go and destroy one a few miles away. But that never happens. They always destroy them in their own neighborhood. It's as if when the demons of barbarism get released from the human breast, what it tends to seek out as its victim are the stores, the businesses, the offices, the companies in the neighborhood. What is it about these stores that drives the rage of rioters? I talk about that and explain that, along with other curious things, such as the fact that that Stalin, picking up entirely on the economic principles of his mentor Karl Marx, decided that businessmen are evil. They were called kulaks in Russia. These were the people who were not just subsistence farmers. These were the people who grew enough food successfully to be able to bring the rest to market, and they'd set up market stalls, and they'd supply food to the villages and from the villages to the towns. Well, Stalin killed off probably well over a million small business people in Russia in the same kind of barbarous frenzy. And the result was famine. People in Russia starved. Why? Not because the farm stopped producing. It's because nobody was left alive who was able to buy the food from the farmers, put it on wagons, and transport it to the villages and towns and cities. And so this hatred of the process, of one of the processes of making money, is what we talk about in the main show. I explain, you know, why it is that people always talk about businessmen's salaries being too high. The heads of companies are paid much too much. But nobody ever says Tom Cruise is paid too much for acting, or that a footballer is in the NFL is paid too much for running a ball up the field. No, those things we understand. But why can't we understand what the value is that the business leader brings to the company? I explain that in the main show called Why the World Hates the Jews. And I suggest you visit my website as well. Love to see you there. It's called www.rabbidaniellapin.com. See you there. Hope you enjoy the show. God bless.
Ancient solutions to modern problems. This is Rabbi Daniel Lapin, on demand, on the Blaze Radio Network.